I've taken Bio Superfood every day for at least 15 years, and I have no doubt it is the number one reason I am healthy and able to do the work I do. This once-in-a-lifetime organic masterpiece contains over 15,000 different nutrients in each little green capsule. In these extremely difficult, stressful times for the human body, it is not possible to achieve good health and fight disease by eating the commercially produced big ag products called the Great American Diet. These plants are grown in nearly nutrition-free soils and are dosed with untold numbers of toxic, carcinogenic chemicals, deadly pesticides, and herbicides. And now we have to worry about mRNA and GMO components in these non-organic foods. Get off the train to poor health and suffering and go to the Bio Superfood banner on Rentz.com and give your body the gift of life and great nutritional health. You deserve it. Okay, dear friends, welcome back wherever you are around this ever more troubled, beleaguered planet that we live upon. Unfortunately, the good guys are not in charge, okay? And the number of people who are dying all around the world, that number is largely, I don't mean the actual number, but the scope of death around the world from the bioweapon injections and the bioweapon virus and all of its subtypes is huge. People are dying all over the place, and it's been completely obfuscated. You don't hear about it. It's hidden. It's not being talked about. So we have a lot of information this hour for you as well. You there, partner?
I am. Welcome to another week.
Yeah, it's Looney Tunes. We made it. It's just crazy. Headlines here. Now, I'm going to read a few headlines. We've covered these stories long ago in some cases. They're not necessarily all cutting edge brand new, but they're important to note because a lot of people just have lives and they don't have the time to focus, concentrate, and remember the facts of what we're dealing with here. So these are just little tidbits. This we've said a long time ago, and it was projected. We didn't necessarily say 25 years, but the normal life expectancy of anyone fully vaxxed. And remember what that means. It means usually the two preliminaries and then the booster. That's usually three shots. I'm not sure how to define it now, but that's how it was. 25 years wiped from the life expectancy of all the fully vaxxed. That's the projection. And it's probably not off. Probably pretty close. But we've talked about that in the past. If you are lucky enough to survive within, say, the first 6 to 12 months, you're okay, you're dealing with your injuries, you've got supplementation that's helping you, you're still, in all likelihood, dealing with sludge blood, which certainly overloads and overburdens your heart, pushing that crap through your system, and your life expectancy is cut substantially, if not gravely, no pun intended. Your life extension, expected life expectancy is down, way down. 25 years, they're saying in this one story. Okay, that's one. Anything to add to that?
No, we heard that before. That was a figure that was bandied about a year or two ago.
Right.
They estimated
that was a guess
then.
Yeah. And there were,
yeah.
It was. It's turning out to be obviously correct. We don't know if the Deagle numbers are going to pan out by next January. I give it all next year, 2025. But I think it may come close. I think it's a good. It's a distinct possibility. That's my take. Speaking for me. Canadian study finds that stem cells, blood transfusions, you all know that, and tissue transplantation, get a transplant, can transmit Alzheimer's disease. All right? You all know how that works. Prions, right? Spike protein, making prions, right? All right, you get it. Cancer deaths spiked in 21-22 after anyone looks back and notes the starting date, the rollout of the mRNA bioweapon injection campaign. When they rolled those things out, cancer deaths began to spike, and they are not slowing down. All right? There's another one here. University of Nebraska study finds that microRNAs play key roles in pancreatic cancer. And what do we have an epidemic of right now? Pancreatic cancer. King Charles in England? Pancreatic cancer. They're giving him 2 years max. And Princess Kate? Pancreatic cancer? Could be. She had an undisclosed major abdominal surgery. So we're watching. Be pretty interesting and ironic if they both ended up with turbo cancers, so to speak. And I can't imagine them taking this crap. But shedding is another issue too. So no one's safe anymore. There's a good video up in headlines, Death by Medicine. That's very interesting. Did you see that one? I sent it to you, I think.
No, I haven't seen it.
It's about 40 minutes of just video showing people dropping dead on sports gridirons, on play fields and gymnasiums, and they're just dropping over dead. It died suddenly. Lots of them.
Almost like white noise now. It's happened so much, so often, for the past 2 or 3 years. It's lost its shock value.
People get used to it. That's part of the game, and it's well understood. It's well understood. The Death by Medicine is done by Dr. Joseph Mercola. It's a very good piece. The other piece with all the deaths in it, somewhere in headlines, I don't know where it is. It's a panorama of just died suddenly. It's everywhere. Video, photograph, video. It's endless. And those are just the ones that they bothered to gather for that particular video. It's crazy. All right. Speaking of video, we have a video. We're going to show you some interaction with Dr. James Thorpe, who has really taken the gloves off lately and has been just enraged by what he's realized is happening. And more power to him. It's what we've been doing for 4 years now. Jim Ferguson is the interviewer. That's his talk show, and Dr. James Thorpe is on it. Go ahead, set this up a little bit more if you want to.
Well, it's just James Thorpe relating, the latest in the development that the horrors that he's witnessing as an OBGYN has witnessed for 3 years, and his outrage.
He is outraged.
And he's also a part of a publication that's going to be coming out about the effects on women and the menstrual cycle and the shedding. But shedding is absolutely real. They can measure it, quantify it, characterize it. It's absolutely real, and it is a real concern for everybody, not just women.
That's every one of you out there, wherever you are, when you're around other people. And in this country, we've got 80-90% who have been injected with the deadly bioweapon, and probably about 97% have been exposed to the virus, the COVID virus, by now?
I would say so.
It's way up there. And that's something you don't want to get, all right? You don't want to get that. All right, here's Dr. Thorpe on Jim Ferguson's talk show.
We're going to come on to that shortly. There is something, though, that a lot of my viewers have been asking me, because they know that you're a regular on the channel. And actually had quite a lot of people the last time. You had a very, very good viewership from the last episode that we had, as you always seem to do, Doctor. I have to be honest with you. People are very interested in what you have to say. And they were asking me about more, a little bit more about the shedding of the vaccine spike, the spike protein that's in the vaccines, the mRNA, well, so-called vaccines that are gene therapy, aren't they? And I said to some of them by DMs that I would ask you specifically about this. And there's actually several of them who are not vaccinated, but their partners are, or their wives or their husbands are. And they're concerned because they felt unwell and are showing similar type symptoms to people who have believed that they've become vaccine injured. And I just wondered if you would be able to give me your thoughts on the veracity of the spike shedding, especially to those who are not vaccinated, but who may be in contact with other people. I mean, for example, I've been aware of this for some time. When I'm going on a flight, and I fly quite regularly, whether it's up and down the UK or whatever, sometimes abroad, I was in Holland there about 2 weeks ago. I take ivermectin as a, you know, as a preventative type of treatment, because I really do believe ivermectin is incredibly important in dealing with these types of issues. Not just that, of course, there is other products available. But what's your own particular view on the shedding of people who are vaccinated and how it might affect the non-vaccinated? Do you have any thoughts on that, Doctor?
I have some very strong thoughts. You're absolutely spot on, as are your viewers that are putting these questions in. There is now soon to be published smoking gun irrefutable data that the spiking is occurring, and we have proved that in a manuscript that will soon be published. Now, we've known that as clinicians for the last 3 years. We've all known, all of us who have seen patients know for certain that there's a shedding event. Now, I'll describe this paper that's soon to be published. This is questionnaire. This is from My Cycle Story. And My Cycle Story founder was a young, brilliant young woman by the name of Tiffany Perotto. And then there's several of us nationally that have worked on that database. The first study that we published about 2 years ago demonstrated an irrefutable, almost in 10,000 patients, association between the vaccine and the onset of severe menstrual disturbances. But in this second paper, the second My Cycle Story paper, soon to be published, the data are irrefutable that shedding occurs. And just to describe it briefly, a subset of about 3,000 of those patients, all of whom, number one, were never vaccinated, number two, never had a positive COVID test, and number three, never had symptoms of COVID, right? And they all experienced severe menstrual abnormalities within 3 to 5 days after coming in contact with somebody that was vaccinated.
I'm going to play that again. That's real important. See if I can find it here. 10, 18. I think that's it.
Menstrual abnormalities within 3 to 5 days after coming in contact with somebody that was vaccinated. That is very startling. It's a smoking gun. So it confirmed, it proves everything with a very robust statistical analysis that there is a shedding event occurring. And really, it does nothing more than proves what all of us have known. Now, to your point, Jim, you know, what's concerning to me, if something is being shed and it causes the menstrual abnormalities, well, guess what? The potential, it opens up Pandora's box. It could cause all the other abnormalities, the multi-organ system, you know, neurological, autoimmune disease, blood clot, seizure disorder, everything else that is caused by the vaccine could theoretically be caused by the shedding. So that's of great concern to me.
And us, and you longtime listeners, or some of you who have just joined us relatively recently, know that we have been on shedding. Well, we're in our fourth year now. It was one of the first things we began trying to alert people to. You can't just jump in a car with two or three other people who are vaxxed if you're not vaxxed and expect not to be impacted somehow. Now we're getting a much better and sharper focus on the transmission of spike and other things. And if you do jump into a car with people you're vaxxed opposite, you may well have to pay a price, and it could be a long-term price. And I'm sorry if that sounds paranoid, alarmist, negative, whatever. These are facts we're dealing with. It's up to you whether or not you want to entertain them. That's your choice. But we're going to put them out there as long as we're doing this. And I hope that all of you understand that this is not a joke. Dr. Thorpe here is one of a number of top physicians and scientists who are aware of this now. Anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, I would say that, most people, unvaxxed people, will recover in these situations. Whether or not there's lasting damage from this, who knows?
We don't know.
The oxidative stress that it induces, I would say, is on a par with ionizing radiation. So every time you get a good dose of shedding, just picture that you're getting a good dose of radiation. And there are people that, like our friend Lori, who was on the program a couple months ago, had a shedding event a couple years ago. She's not the only one that's still suffering 2.5-3 years later. There are others.
We've had shedding victims die of turbo cancer. I don't know. We've had CJD, suggestive CJD shedding, have we not?
I wouldn't say it was shedding. They had been infected with the virus, and the virus did something to their brains. Mm-hmm. And within a few months, they were diagnosed with CJD.
This is really bad. So it doesn't even take shedding, just catching. That's why I said you don't want the virus. I keep saying you do not want this virus. Be careful. Where I'm seeing a few more people with masks on now when I'm out. This is encouraging. Whether they're
I am too. Don't forget, we have now hordes of people, both vax and unvax, I would add, that are now chemically sensitive or environmentally sensitive, and they are extremely bothered by the smells.
Right.
And they
have
to wear a mask, or they will be literally sick.
Yeah.
Nauseated. Yeah. Lightheaded, dizzy. So that can be another reason why you're seeing more masks.
Well, it's good to see. It's a little bit of an encouragement. Shows that some percentage, whatever it is, 3-4%, are beginning to realize that they can do something to put a barrier between them and potential harm from the virus or the vaxxed. Either way. All right. Here's Dr. Thorpe, a little bit more from him.
That's incredible, because I've had so many conversations, even just over the last 12 months with guests on this channel and indeed in private conversations. And one of the things I wanted to know from people was, what made you decide that there's something wrong with this whole gene therapy vaccine that they were touting? You know, they were giving free hamburgers, they were giving free tickets, lottery tickets, they were giving free alcohol, free drinks. I mean, there was just something that wrong about it. And even
now, this is somewhat old news, but I just want to let you know it is still being talked about, and it is always important to refresh your knowledge base about what's happening. People tend to forget. That's just human nature.
Even now, I've had conversations with people, not on the channel, but personal conversations with people that just don't seem to get it. But on their fifth booster, they feel ill after the boosters, and they're never feeling very well. They're like constantly sick. But when you try to tell them, maybe it's to do with the boosters, maybe it's to do with the vaccine therapies that you're getting, they just can't seem to see it. It's like they've got some kind of disconnect. And perhaps This is what it is.
It's called denial. Most people would rather ignore, forget, push aside, deny, rather than confront, especially something as potentially dangerous as this.
It's actually affecting. They're impaired. Their reasoning has become impaired.
I would say not necessarily impaired, but certainly denial plays a key role in many people's response to this danger.
The vaccines. I find that fascinating. Do you think this is as a part of it?
I think that it's multifactorial. You know, of course, I'm sure there's many factors, but there's no question in my mind that it's a major contributor. You know, listen, you know, Jim, Maggie and I, my wife Maggie and I, we'll go around and get out, and you know, we'll see patients or friends that we haven't seen for 3 or 4 years, and we look at them. Attacking these victims that have lost children.
Hold on, this thing just jumped. I'm sorry. Let me move it back ahead. Okay. All right, let's go here. It's loading. It's taking its time here. All right, anyway, we've covered all this quite literally years ago, and it's good to hear. It's good to see people are starting to get on board with it, no matter who they are. It's critical. You are, when you're out and about, you are in danger. This is unprecedented in recorded history. You are in danger. You need to be aware. Know your enemy. I keep saying that over and over again. And I'm not sure about why people are wearing masks, but it is good to see. Yeah, and you said you're seeing it too now. A few more?
Yeah. I wouldn't say there's a lot, but there are, you know, probably 10%.
Well, that's good. All right, I'm going to have to reload this. We'll finish it up here. So when we look at the idea of masks, that's not the only thing you need to do. And I was in the store the other day and had my gloves on, and I was just watching people, the way they grab these shopping cart handles. I know I've mentioned it before, but those are really very serious transmission points for a lot of different kinds of things, from protein prions to viral and bacterial components, and that this no virus crap continues to circulate. I ran into that again today.
Oh, did you?
Oh, some article somewhere, somebody was making a case for no more viruses. It's a lie. It's not true.
It is a lie, yeah. And anyone that's pushing that around at this point is aiding and abetting the perpetrators of this.
Well, it's just like the people administering injections. They're aiding and abetting, too. I call them basically accessories to murder. That's my take.
Yep, all you're right, keeping people ignorant.
Right. Here we go.
As a part of it?
I think that it's multifactorial. You know, of course, I'm sure there's many factors, but there's no question in my mind that it's a major contributor. You know, listen, you know, Jim, Maggie and I, my wife Maggie and I, we'll go around and get out, and you know, we'll see patients or friends that we haven't seen for 3 or 4 years, and we look at them. They're barely recognizable. Many of them, close friends who, and they have this blank stare on their face. They like can't speak and don't act. They're totally different people than what we knew from 4 years ago. And we see this over and over and over. And that's why I got onto this about a year ago and did this analysis about a year ago and then repeated it just in this last week. because I am convinced there's some major intellectual deficits, cognitive deficits in the people that have taken the shots, a major increase in psychiatric illness, and of course, the suicide and suicidal ideation. Now, clearly, this has been some turbulent times, and there's many other contributors to these issues, but one can't ignore the very serious breach in the safety signal from the government's own data.
Okay, we're back again. This is a critical issue that has not gotten proper attention yet. We've spent a lot of time on it, but the idea of personality changes. These are physiological changes to the brain in all likelihood, in many cases, maybe not all, but the brain is being damaged. Hippocampus, you're going to lose memory, real-time biographical memory of your last 5, 10, 15 years. Your life could literally be taken away from you by this chain reaction started by the spike, ending up with CJD in some cases. But even without that, we're getting people with massive personality changes. I don't know which part of the brain does control the overt personality of people, but whatever that is, the whole brain is wide open to being damaged. And that's a real factor in this whole thing. You just heard Dr. Thorpe say he didn't even recognize these are friends, lifelong friends in some cases, or virtually, and they're not the same people anymore. This is physiological damage. This is not some chemical thing you can take a pill and correct. These people are not, they have been harmed, and they're not the same. Have you run across a story or said, well, my mother was really out of it, I didn't even recognize her, and then she got better, she's back to her old self? I'm not seeing that. Maybe
no.
You are.
No.
The damage
no,
is done.
No, usually once those personality changes appear, it's the onset of something
serious.
You know, more dire, yeah.
Right.
And with the CJD, the first thing many people notice is that something in their personality, their loved one's personality, changes. And then it just accelerates.
No, we are facing the most vicious, vile, insanely sophisticated biological weapon I can imagine. I can't imagine anything worse. There are literally dozens of different pathways of destruction of human life once you're exposed to this injection, and perhaps even just being exposed and getting a dose of this virus. David Oates is supposed to be on tomorrow night with Reverse Speech. He's off this week. He's got COVID. So it's running around out there.
And well, that and many, many other things.
Many, yes.
You know,
many.
Because we have such a large percentage of the population that's vaxxed and now immune compromised, it isn't just COVID anymore. It's the flu, it's RSV, it's tuberculosis, it's whatever else.
Right.
And I would still contend that given the fact that these people have been injected with the code to produce a viral fusion protein, that if they are harboring other viruses at the same time, which everybody is harboring some viruses at any given time as part of their microbiome, there can be recombination events where, you're going to get novel combinations of viruses, existing viruses. They share genes, just like bacteria.
They swap genes.
Yeah.
Back and forth.
Yep.
So, no joke. No joke. Okay. We've got this new term in the article, and I cannot... there's a defect in my homepage. There. Oh, there. No, that's not it. Guests won't come up, so I apologize. They're there, but they're not showing. Okay. So, we had the term, the expression... anti-antibodies, but it's not that. What is it called now? They've given it's a different thing, but it's sort of similar. What's it called?
This one they're calling abzymes, as in antibody enzymes.
Right.
Antibodies that act like enzymes. So enzymes are basically catalyst, something that makes something, a reaction happen. So this study that was released, or paper, it's more hypothesis than anything. The latest thing is that long COVID may be caused by people generating antibodies that are not just neutralizing the spike, but also acting as catalysts in the body and disrupting, interfering with molecular signaling. And this is the first time I've heard of this, but evidently there is some precedence for this, a rather obscure precedence in some cases of HIV, you know, going back two decades. But I suspect that they are laying the groundwork for this to be some kind of therapeutic target, an expensive therapeutic target.
In other words,
target.
When Erica says therapeutic target, she's talking about problem, reaction, solution. And
right.
What's the solution? Another line of pharmaceuticals of some kind.
Yep.
It's always
and, you know,
way
it's
do
just
it.
It's incredible that they won't address the issues with the blood.
They never talk about the blood.
They never talk about the blood.
Never. I never see it.
You know,
talked
the closest
about.
They get is well, the endothelium is inflamed and becoming degraded. Yeah. Well, what about the blood? What about the heme?
The blood is literally being decimated in many ways by this horror.
Yeah.
It's not just a little mild inconvenience. It turns into sludge, and the actual components and the interactions and the actual formulated responses of the varying elements in the blood are being crippled, twisted, deformed, however you want to phrase it. The
well,
blood
they're being
is being
oxidized.
Wrecked. The, yes,
and,
the blood
you know,
is being
having,
wrecked.
You know, this degradation of the heme, you know, through oxidation, I mean, it's basically being burned up, and, you know, the iron is helping that process, the free unbound iron. Mm-hmm. And the result of having all these oxidized components in the blood, they're known as oxidation-specific epitopes, that sets the stage for things like lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, antiphospholipid syndrome. I mean, these are devastating autoimmune diseases. But they're not talking about that. They you know, they're going to come up with something to neutralize your antibodies.
Right. So again, just to recap, the antibodies being created are acting as enzymes, and they can completely dysregulate your body's homeostatic mechanism.
The example they're using is, okay, so if your body makes an antibody against the spike, well, that antibody could act as something to mimic ACE2, the angiotensin converting enzyme 2, which has a lot to do with regulating your blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to me, this is still just theory. Is it actually happening? I think we have more pressing things to focus on than something this obscure that may or may not actually be happening.
It's a new concept. It's somebody's take on the problem that's being picked up and run with. And stay the course. Stay with the basics. The basics are your blood is being ruined. Your entire immunological system is being ruined.
Yeah.
And go from there.
When your
P53, just for one little thing, that's being suppressed, if not destroyed. And that is one of your body's primary anti-cancer defense lines. And that's taken offline.
That heme is a part of that, regulating that P53, whether the cell commits apoptosis or not. You need heme to regulate the mitochondria, the caspases in the mitochondria that tell this cell to die or not to die.
Right.
The heme, the loss of heme, is a big deal. Big, big deal. Because when you don't have enough heme, it isn't just your red blood cells that, you know, become deficient and can't carry oxygen. It's a lot of other things. It's your mitochondria's ability to make energy, and it's your body's ability to regulate things or detoxification, things that require oxygen to mm-hmm. transform them, to transform toxins into things that can be eliminated. Loss of heme is a big, big deal.
The heme is playing a role with even the P53. How interesting.
Yeah, yep, indirectly,
right.
Yep.
Yeah, all right. So just think about all the turbo cancers out there. My goodness. I'm curious. I wish I knew that King Charles, I wonder if he actually took a shot. I wonder.
Well, yeah. I mean, some have speculated that you know, these stories that these people have cancer is total fabrication. They're just trying to, you know, bring attention to the issue that, oh, everybody gets cancer. Here's what we're going to do about it.
That's an important point. And understand always, who controls the media controls the mindset of the masses.
Right.
And we know who controls the media. So what's their agenda? That's what you got to think about. How Big Al Borla, Stefan Bonsell, just happen to be Jewish. The heads of Pfizer and Moderna, just coincidental. It doesn't matter what it is. They're always involved in key positions. All right. Let's jump to our Chronicles handbook here and see what's in there. We've got one left from the March 29th group, Psych Meds, the bottom.
Let me find it.
It's the last one, number 8.
Got it.
Psych Meds. All right, go ahead.
2 Pfizers 3 years ago. How many of you took psych meds? Any help? I took benzos, Cymbalta, for 1 year, then fast tapered. Now 15 months off, I get so many symptoms. I'm in confusion if it's withdrawals or actual COVID vax symptoms. I can't even walk. Just everything feels off. I'm breathing, but it feels weird. I don't know. If anyone took these meds, can you help? I want to know if it's withdrawal or COVID symptoms. My symptoms are from the brain. Dizziness, coordination problems, vertigo, numbness. Teeth feel numb. All my nerves do too. Headaches, breathing problems. My heart feels weird. All symptoms are in extreme if I stand. I feel like I will faint for some time. Extreme fatigue, vision issues, something sitting in my chest, and then if I stand, some pressure in my whole body, like I'm 100 kilograms, and I cannot walk due to this. I'm very weak. Just venting, these psych meds and vax are killing me.
Just a quick note. If he's been off his meds for 15 months, I would not ascribe this profile of symptoms as being from withdrawals. Doesn't make sense. That's a bit long.
No, probably not. Probably not.
And again, if we look at his list, his laundry list, is that a quality of life that people want and deserve?
I know it.
Hell no. That's hell on earth, all these things. He named 10 things, I believe, that are causing problems, including something feeling like it's sitting on his chest. He has chest pain, feels like his chest is being pressurized, whatever, and headaches, breathing problems. All in all, is this any way to live life? No. And you know, there are, I'm going to say, billions of people probably on this planet now who are suffering at least some of these symptoms after having been injected or gotten the virus. I think this is everywhere now. It's all over the planet. That's
yeah, I have noticed lately there's a lot less traffic, you know, particularly
you
around
bet.
Rush hour.
So would this guy with all these symptoms be driving around like he might used to have done? No, he's going to be sitting home feeling crappy. Awful.
Yeah, these people, they can't work. And, you know, they'll apply for disability in some cases, and of course, the first time around, you get automatically denied, so you have to appeal it. At least that's the case here in the States. I don't think it's as charitable in places like Canada. I saw a video of a woman today that's really probably going to ask for euthanasia because her situation's so bad, and nobody will help.
Right. There are more and more stories like this. More and more. How many? You've heard us read accounts of people who are talking about wanting to check out. They've had it. There's no quality of life. That bad. And whoever designed this thing, there is no punishment too severe. No way. All right, finish this off here.
All right, just two comments here. Our brains have been hit hard, and there's no one solution, but the standing issues sound like POTS. And next person, I have damage from both. No issues with meds I was on until the day I got the vax. Now my whole body is a mess. I think the vax affected the nervous system, and anything you take that is for the nervous system reacts badly. Just a guess. But I had akathisia. Now I can't take a thing.
All right. Let's go ahead to the next block down, post-vax cancers, and then we've got turbo cancer. We've got a bunch of stories about that. This is big now.
Big. What date are you on?
25 March.
Okay.
It's right in the middle. Post-vax cancers. Okay. Has anyone developed cancer after the injection? The bioweapon injection, I might add. First response, yes, lymphoma, T-cell. Another one. I'm so sorry, may I ask how this is tested and diagnosed? And the person comes back and says, skin rash biopsied, which began after second vaccine and got worse on the third. She's got the T-cell lymphoma. And
I should add, too, that these are coming from a support group for neurological injury.
Oh.
So this is cancer on top of...
Oh, my. I see that.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow. All right. Someone asks, what was the rash like? And the person responds, very nondescript. It could have been anything. And another comment, I've known a couple. There has been a large uptick in cancers and autoimmune disease since the vax came out. And someone adds to that, yes, breast cancer. Another one, me too. And another one after that comments, sadly, I know several with stage 4 diagnoses of various kinds of cancers. Okay, next up.
And continuing, I've seen an uptick in cancers of those who are vaxxed. I still think it's what happened to my dad. I swear it killed my dad and my nan 3 months apart. Next one, oligodendroglioma, brain cancer here. Next one, my sister-in-law developed breast cancer and her daughter had lymphoma. They are both okay, thank God. I don't know if it's a coincidence or not. Oh, and my niece's husband just had surgery for prostate cancer. He's only 58 years old. Next one, skin cancer within months after the vax. Never had any before.
And see, these people are writing into these groups, and they have turbo cancers. They have cancers, and they got them from the bioweapon injection. Perhaps they got them from being infected with the virus. We don't know, but in all likelihood, it's from the injection. Now, we're worried about shedding and cancer spreading. We've had stories about that as well. So there, if you need any reasons to be careful when you're out and about, that's all we want you to do. We're not telling anybody what to do. We're simply asking you to consider what you're up against and make your own decisions. Hopefully, they'll be pragmatic decisions. Things are getting worse, not better. All right. My younger sister had cervical cancer. 9/21 was given off. What's 9/21?
September 2021.
Oh, I got. Oh, it's just a date? I thought it was some medical term. I
It's
can't
a
read
date.
these things. My younger sister had cervical cancer. On September 21st, during September of 2021, did I get that right?
Yes.
She was given all three, or all free. Doctor told her that cancer was stage one and had a chance of recurrence. And the chance of recurrence is extremely unlikely. 10 months later, she had the cancer back, a 10 by 15 centimeter lump in her tummy. 10 months later, after the diagnosis, despite the treatment, she sadly passed away at the age of 31. Since she got cancer, she has gotten help.
Two AstraZenecas and one Moderna.
And Moderna, okay. I didn't get the X.
Two whatever. Times. Two times.
I got it. I spoke to her doctor, and they are convinced that they did everything right. So who or what is to blame? Dead at 31 from cancer. And as a comment to that, a friend had breast cancer after her fourth shot. Next comment, I have two relatives who have passed away, where one suddenly got back his cancer after it had been gone for a while, and another relative who got stage four brain cancer with a quick development. I also know of a young man who has gotten stage four brain cancer, also a quick developing type, though I'm not sure of that person's vax history. Very unusual, though, for a young person otherwise healthy. And someone says, I've known several people, and today a friend of mine went to the funeral of another one. And comment to that, yes, lymphoma. And maybe this can help. Look at the comments from people, and there's a link to Facebook there. Whatever. And the last one, my sister, age 32, aggressive breast cancer, no prior history or family history. She's had at least four shots. As others say, it could be coincidence, but I don't know how. I know. What are these people grabbing at coincidence for?
Well, I mean, you know, again, there's still people that just don't want to believe this is as bad as it is.
No, no chance. Okay, let's go into the turbo cancer thing. These are very important.
All right. Okay, I'm alarmed at what I am seeing. It's devastating at the amount of people where I live being diagnosed with cancer. My husband's aunt, 89, just died from, quote, aggressive, fast-moving stomach cancer. They found a large mass in her lung, too. I saw two younger, age 40 or so, people just diagnosed with ovarian and lung cancer. Another one in their 60s with metastatic cancer this week. One lady in her 40s died from a heart attack. She was a nurse and 7 weeks pregnant and was healthy. Not long ago, a 35-year-old lady went into the hospital to have a foot surgery and died from a blood clot. My brother-in-law's brother had his colon removed because of cancer, and they found blood clots too. As far as I know, all were vaccinated and boosted. It's so sad seeing this happening so much, and it's very disturbing.
It's happening all over the place, and you often can't tell by looking at people. They're still able to get out and around, but as Erica said earlier, and we've talked about this, traffic on the roads does seem to be lighter. Don't know if that's the case in your community. If you live in a big urban area, it might be harder to detect. But if you're in a small to medium town, I would think you'd be able to tell.
I'm starting to see more, you know, a change in their pallor. And I know other people have been noticing
facial,
this for some
facial
time.
Facial color? Yeah.
Yeah, they're looking gray in some cases. Uh-huh. The face, the skin is actually gray, which, you know, can be a lack of blood flow or also sometimes iron buildup. But the looking old, you know, not
healthy.
Oh,
that's the big complaint. That's the big I'm looking older. I look 10 years older.
Yep.
Or whatever. You hear that all the time. All right, here's another one. I know of many that are also seemingly perfectly fine, but I know of far too many that have cancer, cardiovascular issues, chronic conditions that just came up out of nowhere. They're chronically sick and getting severe acute bacterial and viral sickness that put them in the hospital, all in the same time frame, within the last 3 years and still today. That it cannot be coincidental. It just can't be. Of course, it's not a coincidence. Never in my life have I witnessed even a minuscule fraction of this much severe and chronic illness affecting everyone from children to older adults that I know personally. It is a huge number of people I know or their family and friends. However, many people seem perfectly fine or at least aren't associating any of their chronic and acute illness or death of friends, loved ones, or acquaintances to the vaccines at all. So it does seem to be a case where some are just they're getting away with it, but many are not. And that's the big message here.
Well, just like radiation, you know, you can go a long time between the dose and the, you know, late effects, so to speak.
Yes, 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 yes. All right. Go ahead.
Next one. People are so fragile and worn down at a frighteningly young age at my workplace. They don't seem to recover when they get sick anymore. There are lingering symptoms all year long. I genuinely fear many of them won't be around this time next year. They have paper-thin immune systems.
Mm-hmm.
It's all ramping up. Pump themselves full of those boosters. It's hard to believe the media managed to get them that scared over a cold. The normie majority paying the ultimate price for their norminess.
Isn't that the truth? Go ahead, take the next one. Short.
Okay. Within a week of taking a shot, my mom's partner had so many clots, the ICU medical staff couldn't find a vein that would take a needle.
Oh,
we miss
no.
him terribly much.
Oh, no. Oh my God.
When
he's
reply
dead.
To that.
He's dead. We miss him. He's gone. That's what they're saying here. We miss him.
I'm so sorry to hear that. My grandmother had to have stents in her leg in October 2023, which immediately clotted again, despite her having blood thinning, emitting stents, and being put on Plavix and aspirin. Cardiologist said he's never seen anything like it. 100% occluded after 3 months. And she had primary and I think one booster.
All right, here's a couple more quickies. And that's nothing compared to what we're not seeing. For example, my sister had a miscarriage, and my mom is a radiologist and said she had never seen anything like this on the ultrasound, and she's seen hundreds. There was a massive blood clot in the placenta. My mom is sure it's because of the vax, and she was so devastated because she was the one who gave my sister the shot. Oh, my. Oh, my. Before she awakened to the truth of what was going on. Thankfully, my sister had a healthy baby afterwards, but women don't often talk about miscarriages. I'm alarmed too, says another. Four relatives I was actually close to with died of heart attacks, and they were extremely healthy. 18 years old, 26 years old, 43, and 57. Four died. Heart attacks. COVID was the bait. The jab was the hook, says another. My aunt is a cancer nurse. Had to get shots because of her job. Now out of nowhere, stage 3 rectal and aggressive breast cancer. This world is effed up. Effed up by design, says the last person. It's so unspeakably evil. It's hard to believe human beings are orchestrating it. Well, they are. I read these cold. I didn't know this. My mom is sure that the sister got sick because of the vaccine. And she was so devastated because she was the one who gave my sister the shot.
Mm.
Wow. Don't recall reading one like that. First-hand involvement. And thankfully, my sister had a healthy baby afterwards. We certainly hope so, but they won't know for years. They won't know
you
for
won't
years.
Know. And a lot of people don't know this, but if the woman is carrying a female fetus, that fetus, while it's growing in the womb, is also growing all of the eggs it will ever have in its lifetime. So those eggs are subjected to this gene modification. So
good
this
job.
Could be passed down not just to the, you know, the immediate offspring, but also the, you know, the next generation.
No, it's not gene therapy. It's gene modification, and that's we've been on that for some time now. People shouldn't use that term. It's misleading. All right, there we go. We are running a little late, but these are awful things. And out of nowhere, this one got her aunt stage 3 rectal and aggressive breast cancer. She had to get the shots because of her job. She's a cancer nurse, and she had to get shot up or lose her job, and now she's dying.
Yeah, these cancers are happening. They don't seem to be just one cancer. They seem to be two or three cancers.
It's very suspicious.
Well, it's a colossal failure of the immune system.
It can't defend against anything.
No.
Yeah. It's crazy. Okay, that'll wrap us for April Fool's Day. Thank you. Good job. And see you soon.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. Good night, everyone.
And we will be right back with more in just a few minutes. Hold on.